A Maltese hitman has been sentenced to 15 years for killing a reporter, but that does not bring to an end the search for justice for investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia. She was reporting in Malta on allegations unearthed by the Panama Papers in 2017 when she was murdered. Her family believes she was killed because she was getting too close to exposing crimes by Malta's political elite. Maltese journalist Manuel D'Elia is the co-author of Murder on the Malta Express, Who Killed Daphne Caruana Galizia. He joins us now from Aqaba, Malta. In a sentence or two, Manuel, can you remind us about the career of investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia and what she was working on when she was killed?
Daphne Caruana Galizia had been a journalist in Malta for over 30 years. She was known as a one-woman WikiLeaks. She worked on major scandals that rocked the Labour Party government over the last, 3 years of her life, until the day she died.
The sentence yesterday of Vincent Muscat does not solve every question in this case. What does the hitman's confession and conviction mean to people in Malta?
Well, let's start with the positive. This is the first person to have been convicted and is being punished for the killing of Daphne Caruana Galizia. But he's the gopher, the very bottom of the food chain. He had been insisting since April 2018 to go for a plea bargain because he felt he didn't deserve a life sentence. All he was a watcher. The significance of this might be, and one hopes is that he becomes now a witness against the other conspirators, starting with the assassins, the other two assassins that are charged with killing Daphne Caruana Galizia. For the first time now, we have an eyewitness on the murder scene. And he should be also corroborating the evidence of the witness who's pointing at the alleged mastermind of the crime, businessman, multimillionaire Jürgen Fenech.
So you said with a fairly great certainty that this man, Jürgen Fenech, is the intellectual author of the murder. Where is he and what's his situation?
He's been under arrest since November of 2019. He's been known of having bribed senior ministers in Joseph Muscat's government in order to get a major energy contract. The bribes were supposed to be paid in Panama companies exposed in the Panama Papers, exposing the prime minister's chief of staff and his energy minister. So we've had our eyes on Jürgen Fenech for some time. The evidence we've heard against him in court is compelling. The frustrating bit is that the slow process of criminal justice in Malta means that we don't have a date yet when he will be facing a jury of his peers. And obviously he's innocent until proven guilty.
What is the likelihood that Fenech will eventually be heard in court?
Let's say I'm optimistic that he will face justice at some point. However, Malta is dealing with what is essentially a mafia crime, and I worry that Malta is not equipped to fight organized crime, to push back on the infiltration that we have suffered over the last years.
What investigations would Caruana Galizia be taking on today if she were alive?
Daphne Caruana Galizia would be solving her own murder. I remember the day that she was killed. Many thousands of people who habitually followed her blog went into her blog to understand her interpretation of what had happened. Obviously, it was silent. Daphne Caruana Galizia, she had her finger on the culture of the country. She understood that not only there was corruption, because there's corruption everywhere, but the attitude to corruption was corrupt, that people admired corruption. She explained that, and that is what caused her to die.
Manuel D'Elia is a co-author of Murder on the Malta Express, Who Killed Daphne Caruana Galizia. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
From PRX.